The Barry Colts go back to the drawing board with an important game against the Kitchener Rangers tonight at Savlin Arena. Game time is 7:30 p.m., with locals Max Diracola and Cameron Mercer expected to suit up for the Rangers, along with former Colt Chris Grisolia. Saturday's game on paper is a clash between two top teams in their respective conference. It's critical for another reason. The Colts need to get back on track after losing to the two worst teams in the league on the road in Owen Sound on Wednesday and then Peterborough a day later. Tonight's game is the first for Barry fans to see Owen Van Steensel, who was acquired from the North Bay Battalion, along with Anthony Romani, for Zach Weigel and Parker Vaughn. Romani, injured most of the year, is still a game or two away from making his Colts debut. The Ontario Hockey League trade deadline passed on Friday. The Colts, having been the most active team since last summer, stood pat. There was the typical flurry, but deals seemed to be more spaced this season. Eastern Conference rivals Oshawa Generals, Kingston Frontenacs, Brampton Steelheads and Sudbury Wolves all made big moves. The division-leading Niagara Ice Dogs were largely quiet, as were the Brantford Bulldogs. It remains to be seen how certain teams gel after the deadline, as the early returns for the Colts, who were also integrating players back from the World Juniors, in Owen Sound and Peterborough demonstrated. The Generals are likely the Eastern Conference favorite, followed by the Colts and Frontenacs. The surprising Ice Dogs are a dark horse, the Steelheads are having a tough year but could be a tough out, and the Wolves continue to perform far beyond expectations. The Bulldogs are a wild card, especially with the recent news they've been sold. At least one Eastern Conference team that right now views itself as a contender will exit after the first round. In the Western Conference, the Windsor Spitfires are also strong, but it may not matter as the London Knights are scary deep despite being quiet at the deadline. They sent local product Logan Howery to St. Thomas, a level below the grind of the OHL, and the OHL rookie promptly scored 4 goals in his debut. The Colts had added Tristan Bertucci, Gabriel Eliasson, Brad Gardiner and Dallin Wakely before taking on Romani and Van Steensel on Sunday. Emil Hamming arrived via the Canadian Hockey League import draft. With all due respect to those that left, chief among them, Vaughn and defenseman Jack Broughty, the price paid was mostly in picks and not the Kings' ransom that some teams have done to add fewer top-of-the-lineup players. The biggest example of this was the Generals. Their major addition at the deadline was defenseman Andrew Gibson from the Sioux Greyhounds, to go along with Orillia area native Colby Barlow in October. Sudbury picked up Henry Muse from the Ottawa 67s, with local product Nolan Jackson going the other way. Noah Roberts, from Brantford, was also added. One big move, one small and a clear sign the Wolves want to make some noise in the postseason. The Steelheads added big D-man Connor Smith this week after making moves this summer, including the acquisition of Barrie area native Carson Raykop from Kitchener. The Steelheads beat Kitchener 5-2 last night and could figure it out by the time winter releases its icy grip. So far, Brampton has been frozen closer to the bottom of the standings after starting the season at the top of the CHL rankings. The Frontenacs are looking to end their long history of playoff disappointment. They picked up Sioux netminder Charlie Schenkel, and forwards Joey Willis and Ethan Hay, along with defenseman Will Bishop, all from the Saginaw Spirit. The playoff picture will be clear soon enough. But for now, the Colts need to paint something more attractive than the messy sketch served up earlier this week. Peter Robinson is a reporter at Barry Today, covering courts and sports.